Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 116. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And once again, I find myself discussing a controversial topic here today. Today, I want to talk about the topic of internet addiction or technology addiction in itself. Now, recently, I was taking a trip to New Hampshire, and on the road trip, I usually play some audiobooks. On the way back from the trip, I started a new book that's called Irresistible: The Rise of Addictive Technology and the Business of Keeping Us Hooked. So that book is written by Adam Alter, and it sort of caught my eye as I was browsing through my wish list, and just the idea of any behavioral addiction, especially in the technology field. I was curious what the book had to offer. The book doesn't have real great reviews, but I really thought it was thought-provoking as I listened to it. It is narrated by the author, so that was a plus for me as well. Seems to have a relatively new release date. Came out, I believe, in March of 2017. At least the audiobook version did. And so, basically, the premise here is the author is a professor of psychology and marketing at New York University, tracks the rise of behavioral addiction, and explains why many of today's products are built sort of to be irresistible, and creates that feeling of needing the latest and greatest, and ultimately is very wasteful and can be very difficult to resist these items. So over the last few weeks after I finished this book, I've sort of been a little bit more conscious about activities online, what exactly I'm doing, and how much of that time is actually wasted time. Now, for me, time is usually money, and I don't like to waste time in a lot of things. And the more time that I waste, the less productive I am, and ultimately, I could be losing out on a lot of things. So I read this book prior to iOS 12 being released, and I knew one of the latest features of iOS 12 was the screen time tracking. In the meantime, what I did is I downloaded an app called Moment to track my screen time. Now, I have to say the first week or so of knowing that my phone was tracking my activities, I was a little bit more conscious of what I was doing on the phone. So my numbers definitely followed that train of thought. And as time went on, I went back into my routine and sort of dismissed everything. The Moment app, it does work okay. For those of you who might want to try this app, I didn't find it quite accurate. Some days it would be sort of right on. Other days, for some reason, it would not track all of my I activities. And the problem with this app is that it needs to be on and in the background at all times. Now, I'm pretty battery conscious, so a lot of the times when I'm done using an app, I close it out just because my job requires me to be in a spot where cell phone service isn't great. So I try to keep my cell phone battery full as best I can throughout the day. So I leave these apps closed because I don't want them running in the background. For me, I was guessing that maybe I spend a good 2 hours of the day on my phone, whether it's responding to emails, whether it's browsing Facebook, looking up information that I need, finding answers to things that I need on Google, that type of thing. And after about a week, Moment gives you sort of a rundown of all the apps that you're using, and it tells you what percentage of your time used is spent on what. But what I really like about the Moment app is it also tells you when you just picked up your phone, how long you picked it up for. So I found myself checking my phone a lot for no apparent reason. So I'd check my phone, open my phone, and then turn the screen off. So there's a lot of times I was just kind of wasting time doing that. Also, you know, you realize that as time goes on, that you spend a lot of time browsing social media, just aimlessly scrolling as you're watching TV at night or something like that. And as time goes on, you realize that you're really wasting a lot of your time. So iOS 12 comes out, and we have a screen time feature that tracks a lot of your activities during the day. Now, as I mentioned in last week's show, I'm not real certain that Apple really wants everybody to use their devices less, and they want you to use the screen time app to curb addiction to internet or technology. I would guess it's more for them to collect data on what exactly people are doing with their phones and market you better. But having the ability to track your screen time on a device is a good thing, I think. And I found that a large percentage of what I do on the phone was actually social media stuff like Facebook. And if I could narrow that down a little bit, then I'd have more time to do other things. So one of the things that I did, I actually considered deleting social media off my phone. Now, for my businesses that I run, that's almost impossible for me to do. So Facebook was the biggest app that I used the most on my phone. So what I did is I took my Facebook app and I moved it on the farthest screen, the farthest app screen, over to the right on my phone, so that it actually made it a little bit more difficult for me to get into the Facebook app. And believe it or not, just by doing that, I using social media less by doing that. It makes the for some people out there, they sort of open Facebook and browse for 2 seconds, close it. Just those little times really sort of add up throughout the day. So rather than deleting the app, I moved it over as far out of sight as possible, and it prevents me from using it just as a way to kill time or that type of thing. Now I do go on the app to post for events and for the podcast and other things like that as well, but I'm finding myself not using Facebook nearly as much as I have in the past. And so this whole book that I listened to about behavioral addiction and why we get addicted to things like the internet is pretty controversial. Now, some people believe that technology addiction or internet addiction or gaming addiction or whatever it is that we're talking about, some people believe that it's not real, that something else is the cause of the problem, and that you can't be addicted to games, or you can't be addicted to your cell phone, or you can't be addicted to your laptop or social media or other things like that. And the purpose of this podcast is not to really get into that discussion, but to talk about things to be careful of, things to watch out for, and maybe buy yourself a little bit more time in your own personal lives to do whatever it is that you love to do. Now, some people, this isn't a problem for. Some people are able to realize that their phone is just a device. And interestingly enough, recently I was watching a live stream from SpaceX and Elon Musk talking about the plans to return to the moon. And just prior to that, I listened to the podcast that was making waves around the internet, Elon Musk talking with Joe Rogan for about 3 hours. And one of the things that sort of struck me as he was talking about it is he was basically saying, he was talking about neural net and the idea that we can connect our brains to computers to communicate faster, to network together faster. And right now the bandwidth is very slow. It's possible, but it's very slow. And in the future, that's only going to get better. He was basically saying that eventually, you know, we all will be cybernetic in some way, cybernetic life forms. And then he kind of said a striking thought. And he basically said, we are actually already cybernetic life forms. We all carry our cell phones around and they're connected to us. The bandwidth is very slow, but they are an extension of ourselves. And that was really sort of interesting, an interesting topic that he brought up. So what is internet addiction, okay? So some people love to play video games all night. Some people browse online all night. Some people are compulsive shoppers. Some people just can't stop social media. That's all they do is social media. Some people don't stop working, doing their work, trying to get ahead, doing schoolwork. So there are many different types of addiction here that we're talking about. And in the early 90s, I believe it was 1994, was in the first time the term internet addiction was used. And it has only become an issue greater and greater every year since then. And it's a very wide-ranging topic that there is no standardization in. It's pretty much generally accepted throughout researchers, but it is a hot topic of debate. And most researchers say there really isn't one pinpointing exact cause of an internet addiction disorder. Basically, it could be anxiety-based. It could be something that your brain is made up to, similar to those that suffer from chemical dependency, such as drugs and alcohol. So there are a wide-ranging amount of theories in this process that really there is no solid answer for. And that's what makes it so incredibly difficult to say this is a real thing. But the facts is, if you look out in society, you look at students today who are constantly texting or on Snapchat or constantly on social media, taking selfies, taking videos. It's a different culture. But if you also look at the adults are doing the same thing. You go to restaurants and half of the people in the restaurants are on their cell phones and not talking to each other. Where do you draw the line? You know, where do you say, I'm not going to use my cell phone in this spot. I'm not going to, or even having a conversation with somebody. Somebody's trying to tell you something and you're taking your phone out and checking something. You know, it's in that, my opinion, that's borderline rude. So in most cases of addiction, it's feeling a need of something else that is missing. You're feeling dependent on it because something else is missing. Now, I have to say first, before we get into this a little bit deeper, this is not a topic that I take lightly. I'm not the type of person that is going to be make derogatory comments about addiction here. That is not my purpose. I've known friends who suffered from addiction. I've known family members suffered from addiction. I've known many different people with many different ailments, and they're all very serious. I personally, lucky enough, never been addicted to drinking. In fact, I don't drink or smoke. I've never done drugs. So it's the dependency part of it is something that sometimes I don't understand. But there's, along with anxiety and depression, that most people suffer from in some ways. But so what are the symptoms of an internet addiction disorder? Some people, and again, they're wide ranging. Some will have some of these and others will have the exact opposite effect. So you could suffer from depression or dishonesty, feelings of guilt, anxiety, even euphoria. You could have the inability to prioritize or keep schedules, a sense of isolation, no sense of time, becoming defensive, avoiding getting your work done, mood swings, fear or loneliness, boredom with routine tasks, procrastinating. These all are items that could be part of something else as well. But as far as technology addiction, you could get into physical symptoms like backache, sitting in one spot for a long time, carpal tunnel, headaches, insomnia, poor nutrition, gaining weight, back or neck pain, dry eyes and vision problems, weight gain or loss. I think I already said that, but there are physical things that come along with this too. It's pretty difficult to diagnose, but there is help and treatment options available out there. There are self-assessments that you can take to say whether or not you might be borderline or maybe use technology too much. You know, are you preoccupied with using the internet? Do you think about your previous or future online activity? Do you have the need to be online longer to be satisfied? Have you made repeated and unsuccessful attempts to cut back, stop, or control your internet use? Do you become moody, restless, irritable, or depressed when you stop and decrease your internet use? Do you find yourself spending time online longer than you originally planned? Does your online activity negatively affect a significant relationship, education, career, or job? Do you conceal the extent of your internet usage from your family or other people? And do you use the internet to serve as an escape for problems or relief from a bad mood? All these kind of things, you know, do you use the internet more than 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day? Do you find yourself using the internet 7 hours a day? All really dependent on what you're doing. And what does that really mean? You know, there are so many different things there. You know, for instance, I listen to audiobooks on the way to and from work. Does that mean I'm using my device in a way that I'm addicted to it? Or is it just because I like to learn? That's where things get kind of, there's a line, and where does it cross? Or is it just when I'm spending hours a day at night getting work done? And, you know, and after work and still completing more work. So there are things here that, of course, I can't get into every single topic. But like I said, there are options available for people with the real serious issues. Now, I'm assuming that real serious internet addiction, and I'm talking about those who spend all night playing online games or browsing web online or shopping, and they can't stop and spend days doing this without eating or that type of thing. There is help available. In fact, there are internet addiction clinics that have opened over the last few years. And believe it or not, it's actually helping out in very many different ways, and more people are checking themselves into these things. There are drugs available that have been shown to be effective for curbing internet addiction. Studies at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. There are antidepressant drugs, that type of thing. And sometimes, in some cases, you get a dual diagnosis where you may have a substance abuse issue as well. But there is help for internet addiction, and you can teach yourself to catch yourself what you're actually doing online and be less compulsive about it. For some people, it's easy. For some other people, it's very difficult to do. But the one thing to keep in mind is that internet addiction in itself is not an official mental health diagnosis. So that's why there are no recognized set of symptoms that defines the problems. So researchers are free to define that word addiction in any way that they want to. And again, that's what makes it a difficult thing to track. But I think like these apps that we're using, the screen time apps and Moment, showing you exactly what you're doing online might be a good place to start if you're looking to even just free up some time during the day. Oftentimes I hear people saying, I don't have time to do something. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. And I think there is time to do everything that you want to do. You just have to find it. Whether you need to get things like self-help books or get your friends involved to help you out. Many people have met friends online in other parts of the world that they've never met in person, and they create relationships that seem more real than the actual ones that they have locally. And these are the types of things that are things you need to worry about when it comes to internet addiction. So I'm curious, if anybody's interested in this topic, you can send me an email. Be curious on your thoughts on what you think about internet addiction. Do you think it's a real thing? Do you think it's not a real thing? Send me your feedback, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I'd be real interested to see what many of you think about the topic. How often do you spend on your devices? Are you mostly working? Are you shopping? Are you being compulsive and just scrolling through Facebook aimlessly to just keep up in the loop with everybody else because you don't want to miss anything? I'd be curious. So for me, when I went through the online questionnaires about internet addiction, I was expecting a far worse sort of grading. Again, with screen time is telling me anywhere from 2 hours and 50 minutes to basically 4 hours of a day. I'm on a device, and a lot of times it's mostly working. Sometimes it's social network. But I believe anything over 4 hours are saying you're at risk for internet addiction. So borderline. So it was an interesting thing, interesting topic to discuss here today. And let me know what you think about it. For anybody who's listening to this show for the first time, you can go to my website, mrptechreviews.com. Check out some of the things that I posted there in the past and recently. All the podcast episodes are there. And over at podnuts.com, you can check out all the other shows on Podnuts. There's a lot of great technology-based shows there. And if you are looking to support this show, best thing to do on my website, click the Amazon link. And if you buy anything from Amazon, it gives me a small percentage back. Doesn't cost you anything else. That helps me keep the show going. So that's going to be it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.